بسم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Munna Sheikh Omar and you are listening to Studio Diaries. الحمد لله. These days I've been getting emotional, but there's a verse. Subhanallah. There's a verse. You know, you listen to verses, you read verses in the Quran, or let me call them ayat in the Quran, and some of them hit you, even though you've read them so many times. But yesterday, we were working in one of the ayat in which Musa alayhi salam says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. And the translation, I hasten to you, my Lord, so that you may be pleased. It was just, subhanallah. I said, may we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. Oh my God. I hasten to you. I quickened my pace, you know. I came to you early so that you may be pleased. How many people do I try to please like that? And I forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yee! Alhamdulillah. I've been looking back at some of my journals. I started a pocket journal. And that pocket journal just, it finished a while ago, but I just kind of had it in on my shelf. And this pocket book was a book in which I just had, whenever I had thoughts and things like that, I would write it down. And it took me a minute to go back to it. Not my buzz. Ignore the buzz, guys. This is unedited, straight from the, I see. Straight from the, one of the things, like, for texting, I'm such a morning person, so I'm up at, like, 4 a.m., right? And by the time it gets to, like, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., I've been up for several hours. So sometimes I start texting people, and let me give you a tip. One of my friends introduced me to send later. There's an option to send texts later in the iPhone. I don't describe it to you because it's just, you know, you go find out on YouTube. But you can send text messages later. You can schedule them. And so I have been having more decorum with my text messages. But, you know, I got some friends in the UK and those are the ones I text at this hour. Alhamdulillah. But I wanted to just go through my journals. I noticed something really interesting. It's like a transformation that happened in my writing and my assessment of myself. Writing is like, to me, you know, when you're filling a cup and then the cup starts to overflow, the way I allow my feelings and emotions and everything to overflow, I can't do it with, I can do it with conversations, but I don't think I get as much release as I do when I write. So oftentimes, my writing, I used to write only when I felt that internal pressure. So, like, it's just so, everything's just, and I don't have an outlet. And then I just pick up a pen, I start writing, and it just, it just comes out. So one of the things I realized is that I was looking through my old journals. My old journals are filled with a lot of anger towards myself. And it kind of, my writing kind of matches the progression that I had and the growth that I had as a person, pre-therapy, post-therapy. Go to therapy, guys, if even just try it out, no? But pre-therapy and post-therapy, one of the things I really admired about myself was I couldn't be a person who just wastes time and just sits somewhere. It's just not in me. And so before, I was so proud of that. Like, I was like, oh, I can't sit anywhere. If I sat somewhere for longer than 3 hours, I'd be like, oh, I've wasted my whole life, right? And interestingly enough, when stressful things would happen in my life, I would avoid feeling the emotions and the pressures by distracting myself by watching a show, okay? And if you think about it, like productivity, you're watching a show. But interestingly, it was so fascinating. The way I would be productive in watching a show was forcing myself to finish the show. So if it was like a long series, like, for example, like anime, Hunter x Hunter, like I would force myself to finish the show, even though I don't like, I love Hunter x Hunter is a bad example. It would be another show, like maybe The Office, okay? I really don't like The Office. Office is, it's weird. But, like, I would force myself to continue episode after episode after episode. I know I'm not doing something that is healthy for me, but it would satisfy the productivity need. Because I'm like, I am progressing through this show. So I'm therefore doing something that is productive with my time, even though I'm avoiding the actual things I need to do. And so I used to do that, and I didn't even know that I was doing that. And when I went to therapy, there was something really interesting. This is why I recommend therapy, okay? A lot of people go like, what is therapy going to add to my life, right? The way I say it is, therapy is like, for people who are self-reflective, a lot of my friends are very self-reflective. So some of them kind of are like, oh, they're just going to tell me, they're just going to ask me questions that I would ask myself. And then I would come to the same conclusions that I, you know, and so it felt like that. But interestingly for me, it was like I had some, it was like me and someone else who was outside of me analyzing me together. Not in a way to shame or to kind of like put myself through some boot camp or something, but in a way to understand myself, right? And so I found that practice so fascinating because I went into therapy thinking, oh, I'm a very reflective person. I write a lot. I think about the things. Why do I do the things that I do? And, you know, I read. And so I was like, I could figure that out on my own, you know? But when I went to therapy, it was fascinating because I discovered something that I didn't even have the capacity to know. Like, I was in a room and my therapist was in the living room of the house. And she was telling me, hey, there's more things here, you know? Why is this like this? And she was asking me these questions. And I'd be like, I have no idea. And it was like I was stuck inside. It was like if you look at a picture and you're just looking at a couple pixels and you don't have the capacity to zoom out, right? Until someone says, hey, this is not the whole frame. You need to zoom out. Right? So that was really cool. And one of the things I learned about myself is that I really tied my self-worth to my productivity. And whenever I wasn't productive, I basically didn't feel like, I felt like I was worthless, if that makes sense. And so it was fascinating as I'm going back in my journals, I'm seeing that. Before, I didn't know that. Before, I would say, oh, I'm angry at myself that I just didn't do what I needed to do, and I need to work better, and I need to work harder, and I can't be like this. Like, some of the things that I read are like, make me cringe. And maybe in an episode I'll share those journal entries, because, you know, the theme of this show is called Let's Get Naked, so I gotta do the things that make me uncomfortable. But like, they're very angry to myself. But the beautiful thing is, because I had the deen, because I had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I had a deep understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would always come back to Allah, because I'd be like, oh, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe that I just didn't do what I needed to do, and I'm over here wasting my life again, and I'm just, you know, I start something and I don't finish it, or I fall off and I just become lazy. And then at the end, I'm like, but you know what? I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you make a mistake, just do something better afterwards, and I will do that, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me. So that was my saving grace from like going into the depths of just self-hatred. And after after I went to therapy, my therapist told me to practice something called radical compassion for myself. And I remember thinking she was cuckoo, she was crazy. Because I was like, compassion? This lady's going to turn me into a lazy person. I'm going to look at the wrong things that I'm doing, and then I'm going to have compassion for myself. What? You know? And at the time, I was so burnt out that I remember just saying, hey, I tried my way for like 20 plus years. Let me just try this way. And this person is a professional. Let me just try it. And that really transformed my entire life. It became the way in which I have been able to change my life right now into a much healthier headspace, a space in which I can foster my own growth. I can nourish myself. I can come back and not tear myself down or I call bullying myself. It's like that. Somebody coming up to you and saying, oh, you're worthless, oh, you're lazy, oh, you're just insulting you the whole time. And then another coach that's like, hey, I know you could do better. I know you tried your best. Here are the things that you can improve in. This is the thing that we shouldn't avoid, even though, you know, it was like a transformation in what I believed about myself as an individual and a human being that aligned more with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as, right? Because Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, right? We have, karama. How do you put that in English? Like, we have honored the human being, right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, you were the best nation that have been, came to the people, right? And the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlined are تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They're all in the present form. They're not in like, oh, it's because of what you did in the past. No, it's because of what you're doing. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses like the present term, that means whatever you did in the past, you can turn around and change your life and transform your life. And so it was... me, instead of looking at how I defined myself based on whatever values I learned from my own society, I started to look bigger and I started to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how did Allah describe me as a human being? Allah said we have weaknesses. You know, Prophet Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah, but he still fell for the greed of wanting to more, right? Because we make mistakes, that doesn't make us less valuable. Matter of fact, Allah says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin." Allah loves those who return. And you can't return if you haven't left, right? And so it's like Allah already knew this part of us that I feel like I was shocked at myself. Because one of the things I was just like, oh my God, like I can't believe I keep making committing sins. I keep making mistakes. I keep doing this. I can't believe it. I wish I could just turn that part off about me and just be, you know, consistently good. Every day wake up. But that's not reality. That's not how life works. That's not how we were created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that. The struggle is about, how quickly do you come back when you make a mistake? How quickly do you acknowledge that you made a mistake? How quickly do you not let your ego lead you? Right? That's what's really hard. Doing fantastic all the time, you know, that doesn't create the same emotional hardship as when you fail or when you struggle or when you do something. That's where the hardship is. It's like so hard. And subhanAllah, I really loved the transformation of my journals, because now it's like, I woke up today, this is what I was intending to do, but I didn't get to it, and I'm trying to figure out what stopped me from being able to do it, rather than going like, I'm lazy, I'm this, I'm that. I was like, what stopped me from being able to do it? I think it was this. Whenever I would feel emotionally drained, or I don't have enough capacity to be able to do the thing that I was hoping to do, I give myself grace and be like, hey, I didn't have the emotional capacity to do it. How can I make sure that I can accommodate for me not having emotional capacity in the future, right? How can I hold myself accountable? If it was with someone else, you know, I ran out of energy, I overpromised, and so how can I apologize for that, right? So it's like, rather than wanting to be perfect, acknowledging my humanness, and then at the core, understanding that I want to be better, that I want to be good, you know? Not that I want to be lazy, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. Like, that I am innately good. And it just fostered a deeper level of self-love and self-understanding and self-healing. Like, it was so beautiful, because it's like, okay, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see me in this situation? I made a mistake today. Okay, I made a mistake. Ooh. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see me in this situation? Am I a terrible person for making the mistake? Or would I be a terrible person if I don't acknowledge that I made a mistake and apologize for it? Allah says, the fact that you make mistakes is normal. What's not normal is that you keep, you choose to preserve your ego, and then you start to lie, or you start to make the situation about someone else, or you start to, you know, manipulate the situation. No, you see? So it's like being honest, completely honest with yourself. Hey, I was trying my absolute best. I did this wrong. Maybe I didn't think as much as I should have about something, right? And moving on with that, subhanAllah, it was so beautiful. So here are some of the little things that I wrote in this pocket journal, and hopefully they resonate with you. And I love to flip through this, because I kind of wrote it in a way where it's like, it's visually appealing. And there were so many things that just came up randomly. And whenever I would be in lectures, or whenever I would be in conversations, if something stuck with me, I would write it down. And I'd be like, oh, first one I wrote, the revolution will not be televised. I think I did an episode of the earlier episodes where I was talking about that. The revolution will not be televised. And I remember listening to an interview where someone said, it's not about the people assume that this, when the revolution will not be televised was said, that it's about like media and how media control and things like that. But he said, actually, it's about the internal revolution that's not televised. Revolution starts within. You have to internally revolutionize yourself and be able to say, hey, I can't live like this anymore. I can't live. These are the morals is where I live. So he said that's, or I don't know if it was he or she, but the person said that. The revolution will not be televised. Take the steps. Don't just think about them. That's a huge one. Subhanallah. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah does not change the condition of a people until you change the condition of yourself, your internal. And then iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. I loved that. Subhanallah. I wrote the revolution will not be televised a lot. I think I started this like around the time of that the genocide in Gaza started. It's the little things that make the biggest difference. It's the little things. Somebody said, sweat the little things. Like, if you worry about the little things, then eventually they'll compound. I said, Ya Allah, how do I fight the I don't want to demon? And then I said, don't fight him. Use him. I don't want to lose, betray, be ugly in character, be a loser, finish last, feel regret. I feel like I have a, I don't want the demon. Ya Allah, thank you for last night, guide me this week. I wonder what happened that night. I'm having a character building day. That, if you ever have a tough day, just say it, it builds character. If you just go through anything tough, just be like, it was just building my character. Character building day. I think that was a tough day. Start as soon as you finish the day. Affirm the truth. Huh? Oh, finish the day. It's about organizing. Something about calendar. Somebody said that. You finish the day first and then you start it. Like you make a plan for the day and then you start it. A few simple disciplines practiced every day start to create success. A formula for failure, a few errors of judgment repeated every day. Imagine, believe, act. Ooh, I do some artwork in here. This is so nice. I might share some of them on my socials. Let's see. Words can save the world. That was the phrase that I learned in 2024, and it just transformed my life. There are no shortcuts. No shortcuts. No way around the grind. Said by Maya Moore, one of my all-time heroes. Success begins with Salah. Winning takes talent. To repeat takes character. Ooh. If something smells, move away from it or remove it. Otherwise, the stench will become a part of you. Change begins with Salah. 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 As-salah. 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 That's what the Prophet said. Accountability is mercy. Subhanallah. Working for the dream, for the team. Don't drag the team. Is waiting. You. I kept my promise. The revolution will not be televised. Hard work forever pays. What is it? Oh, my heart aches for all the pain in the world. Subhanallah. Woo. God is the chain breaker. Oh, don't try to break your own chains. Just ask Allah. Say, Allah, break me from these chains. Walk your speed. Play your game. If I keep trying to be someone else, I will never be me. Get to it. Keep a door open between you and Allah. Keep a door open between you and Allah. Stop holding yourself back. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Ooh. This is a quote. I don't know where it was. Oh. Childhood is long and slender, like a coffin. Woo! What? What was I listening? I don't know what that is. Oh, I wrote, don't bear the weight of the world. I remember this workshop that said that. Don't bear the weight of the world. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. The weight of the world is not meant for you. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just do your part. I don't want to be a shell of a person. No, we don't. Facing my fears frees me and my community. Ooh, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Oh, yeah, I remember this lecture. Talked about empty cans make a lot of noise. Do the inventory of your life. Biggest paycheck is leaving a person better than you found them. Biggest lost. Being lost is a choice these days. Ain't that the truth? being lost is a choice. Oh, I love the sentence. I was listening to a podcast, and he was talking about, they were talking about where someone said, hey, why do I need to, they were being honest about, like, you know, I love that. It was like a Egyptian podcast. They were talking about, when we talk about Toba, some people returning back to Allah and asking for forgiveness. Some people say, my life is good. Why do I need to return back to Allah? My life is good, right? And so one of the sentences that the guy was said when he was trying to explain why Toba, he said, I don't understand when people say that, because he said, أغضبتُ حبيبي فأسرعُ التوبة. He said, when I have made my beloved angry, and so I run for Toba. That's how you're supposed to approach it. Like, when you do something that is haram or sinful, and it's like, so you made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry, right? Or you chose someone else over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Toba is you running back. You'd be like, oh, hey, I did a mistake. Okay, I gotta run back, you know? And so I just loved the way he phrased it, because it was like, yeah, that's literally what Toba is. It's like, أغضبت حبيبي. And we said, حبيبي. I love when love is, like, the way it's attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, we love Allah. Like, as Muslims, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But somehow we get to the point, or at least I was at a point, where I treated love differently when I loved a person versus when I loved Allah. When I loved Allah, it was obligation. When I loved a person, it was just pure joy, right? So I kind of started to flip, and I was like, why is it like that? And I started to be like, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagining him as a being, right? Which he is, that I love. Let's do a couple more. And then we can call it a wrap. Addiction is a disease. Subhanallah. Don't be a fidget spinner on the shaitan's hand, on the shaitan's fingers. Relax, release, receive. The three R's. Don't look at the top of the stairs in a staircase. Look at the next one. Just look at the next one, baby. Don't overthink it. Kun walalkada kubarate makalumin. It's a Somali phrase. $1,000 that allowed you to learn your brother, like the character of your brother, that $1,000 is not lost. And it's like, if you're dealing with somebody and then they cheat you or something, and then you lose money over it, right? But you got to learn what kind of character the person has. Kun walaka kubaratay makalumin. That money is not lost, basically. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but get to it, guys. Alhamdulillah. I think there was a situation in which it was like that, and it was so fascinating to learn that. Think that your day will end in the grave. Sallu salat al muwaddi'. Like, when you are praying, think about, oh, my day is going to end in the grave. And one tip. I'm a person who always used to get overwhelmed by routines because I felt that I needed to sustain it all the way through whatever period, time period. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get lazy. There's going to come a time when I don't have energy and I don't. And so one thing I realized is, instead of trying to focus on my lifetime and my future and all that, I just focus on the morning or the afternoon. Like, when I'm thinking about, okay, staying away from sins, praying my salahs on time, it gets exhausting if I think about lifetime, okay? So I said, only think about this afternoon or this morning. Like, right now it's morning. I'm recording this in the morning. This morning, all the way to Salat al-Asr. That's all I got to worry about. That's it. I don't got to worry about nothing else. When Asr comes, I just got to worry about till the next morning. And, you know, if I live like that, I feel like I'm gonna die at some point, and that's how I'm gonna die, you know, worrying about the afternoon or the morning. Right now, there's a lot of financial stress going on, right? But the crazy thing is, it doesn't feel like stress. I don't feel stressed about it. In the past, if I looked at the same situation, I would have been worried, sick to my stomach, doing everything that I can to soothe myself or to avoid it, or all of the unhealthy coping mechanisms that I learned. But today, as Muna today, I feel at peace because that situation is beyond what I could do in this morning. That situation, inshallah, if I pray about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring an opening, a solution to it. But it is beyond what I am capable of this morning. Right? And so it solidified me. And I wrote this piece, and I want to end with this. It really transformed my life. Thinking like that, because it allowed me to not be stressed constantly, but to just breathe. So it goes like this. What if you had more than enough time? What if the goal wasn't to finish before dying, but to die during? What would you like to die doing? Take life one morning at a time, one afternoon at a time, one night at a time, and live how you want to die. I want to die after getting off a call, checking up on my mom, telling her I love you, just like I end every phone call. Getting up to take a moment to make wudu so I can pray Isha at its optimal time. Journal already laid out for tomorrow morning's writing session that will never come because the angel of death is on his way to take my soul and show me this world as it is. Soft lights I installed on, creating a warm feeling. Gently never getting back up after the final sujood. Room smelling aromatic. My father would be the one to find me. The second time he comes in, realizing that I've been in the same position for way too long now. His pain dissipates as he sees the smile frozen on my face, understanding with certainty that he has succeeded in raising a daughter that is righteously guided. Of course, his tears will flow, but his heart will swell with pride and love every time he glances at my face. I'll come see them in a dream to cool their hearts and ease the pain of missing me. Ya Allah, allow me to die with a smile that eases the hearts of my loved ones who look at me. I don't want to die rushing to a meeting that would tug at my morals and question my boundaries. I don't want to die in a stressed state where worrying about what people thought of me and how I looked that day. I don't want to die having spoken to my parents 3 days ago, briefly, without much substance. I don't want to die with a closet full of accolades, with bankrupt relationships. I want to die rich with deep friendships, memories flooding at all the quiet afternoons spent struggling together. I don't know why I got morbid there, but that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, this is my life situation right now. I live with my dad, alhamdulillah. It's been beautiful. Living with him. But what do you want to do? What would you like to die doing? And I think that's, if I live life like that, it just changes perspectives completely. Yeah. So may Allah allow us to have a beautiful ending. I'm going to end it here. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This has been Muna Sheikh Omar with Studio Diaries. I will see you in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum.